Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide. On the web at mathworks.com.
Welcome back. We have more about that raid on the compound near the Pakistani capital where Osama bin Laden was killed by an American Special Forces team yesterday. We're bringing in Dr. Khalif Sepp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Ops, or Special Operations, I should say, at the Pentagon, a senior lecturer at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. But today, he's in Washington attending a meeting of the RAND Insurgency Board. And Khalif, we're quick to say, nobody on the inside of this raid is talking, but there are many people like you, well-educated, in how these kinds of things are trained for. What are you making of the reports that we're hearing about, you know, two helicopters and 20 Navy SEALs from the SEAL Team 6 being involved in this?
That's completely plausible that that's exactly the size of the package. But, you know, as David Sanger said earlier, details will continue to come out over time of how this was exactly done. They would be prepared to conduct these kind of operations in units as small as 20 or less, or as many as 200, with many, you know, much more support than that. But we'll know at some point. We'll know more of the details. But it's completely possible they did it with exactly that size unit.
Well, and we're hearing reports. Politico, ABC News, reporting that at least, and we're also seeing pictures that at least one of the helicopters stalled out, landed inside the compound, and was set on fire by the U.S. forces so that they wouldn't leave behind any intelligence, but that they had a firefight with some of the people protecting him and eventually encountered him. Now, do we know, was there an attempt to get him to surrender, or was this an assassination?
It would make sense that based on what President Obama said in his speech last night, that they were prepared to either take him prisoner or, if the situation demanded it, to kill him if necessary. The very direct and pragmatic way that they handled the identification of the body, and then as they've announced the disposal of his remains, indicates that they would have also have had a very well thought out system to manage him if he were a prisoner as well.
The reports are, this is what's causing a lot of the street protest in Pakistan that we're going to hear about. The reports are that the U.S. wanted to bury his body by the Muslim request that it be within 24 hours. And so that was at sea, which is where they were. We're going to be talking more about that in a minute. But apparently these forces shot bin Laden after he resisted arrest. You know, I'm thinking, Khalif Sepp, these people, we may never know who fired that shot because, what I'm imagining, that person may not want anyone to know.
Well, his identity will certainly be protected. It's protected right now. There would be very little doubt that the unit that conducted this operation was one of the very best counterterrorist units that exist in the American Armed Forces. So that would either be, as you described it, the Navy's SEAL Team 6, or the Army's Special Operations Detachment Delta, and they would know from their after-action report that they put together, they would be able to put together their own picture of how, you know, what happened during the raid. That's actually a normal procedure called an after-action review. But the members are already, who they are, is already classified, and so there would be, there's probably no reason for them to announce who specifically did this, in the same way that the Special Forces team that captured Saddam Hussein have never had, the team's members have never been never been announced.
Well, we understand that there's reports that President Obama rejected another plan, which was that stealth bombers drop 2,000-pound bombs on the compound because it would have killed so many civilians. He also wanted proof that Osama bin Laden had been killed, and that this group rehearsed. How do you rehearse something like this?
Well, there's first of all, Rob, remember that these units that I've just named have been in continual combat for almost 10 years. There are, for example, Navy SEAL officers who have personally led 100 night combat raids. Under the most arduous conditions, under the most difficult circumstances, with sketchy intelligence, and there are simply no better raiding forces on planet Earth right now. But they have tremendous resources, and their support teams can very, very quickly build small scale models, full scale mock-ups. And do this within hours, and then begin rehearsals of how they would conduct these kind of operations.
Well, and where do you weigh in on the, what did Pakistan know and when did they know it? The president saying Pakistan only told about the raid afterwards. But then, the questions arise, how could you fly Black Hawk helicopters and land in a military city home to Pakistan's version of the West Point and not be shot down by Pakistan unless they knew something was going on?
Well, this does raise the possibility. I mean, again, David Sanger had alluded to this. If the raid itself, had not been announced to the Pakistanis, it is possible, and I am absolutely surmising here, that there had been some standing agreement that the United States could act in the way that...
Oh, we knew that. That's true, that there was an agreement that if they thought they could get him, they would go and get him. But just you think they'd tell someone that moment is happening now. But we're going to find out more, as you say, Khalif Sepp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations at the Pentagon, senior lecturer at the Naval Postgraduate School. Khalif, thanks so much for your insight.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Well, it's a day that's stirring a lot of emotions. We've already had some stirred right here. What are yours? We'd love to hear from you. Go to hearnow.org, share your thoughts there. You can click on through to Facebook, conversation going there. Osama bin Laden killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan. The View from Pakistan and the latest news coming up here and now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, Hinckley, Allen & Snyder, where partners have been giving clients practical legal advice for over 100 years throughout New England, and now including Connecticut, online at haslaw.com, and the Institute of Contemporary Art on the Boston waterfront. Discover the power and beauty of new art and ideas, icaboston.org.